This is Juno Afternoon. Scott Burton, your host today. Our next guests are here as part of a special Thursday edition of Foodie Friday to teach us about bacon ice cream and some other stuffs. Welcome, Sandpiper Chef Peter Bolivar. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
It's so nice to have you here. And also Mandy Massey of the Juno Glacier Valley Rotary. We're going to be talking more about bacon and also Bacon Fest coming up on March 7th. Mandy, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
It's nice to have you here. All right, Peter, as part of Foodie Friday, the special Thursday edition of Foodie Friday, we like to get to know local chefs and food enthusiasts. Tell us a little bit about yourself as a food enthusiast, as a chef.
Well, I moved here to Juneau in 2012, just looking for a change. I grew up in Western Massachusetts and found the job at the Sandpiper pretty much right away, just as a line cook, and was quickly advanced and asked to come back and be a manager. So I decided to drop my plans back east and called Juno home, and time is flying.
Got it. If you had to describe yourself as a chef, what are a couple of your specialties?
Well, you know, it's funny. I never really describe myself as a chef. I definitely am passionate about food and have been working on this craft for the last 15 years. But really, I'm still very much a student. I started cooking in college, and it was just a job then. Turned out I was kind of good at it and advanced into some management positions and lower levels. And, well, you know, it's pretty amazing how a career ends up finding you sometimes. But food has always been something that I've been drawn to. You know, my mother was a fantastic cook, and spending time with her in the kitchen certainly started me on the path to understanding what good food is. You know, every day that I step in and cook food, either at the restaurant or for myself, it's like I'm learning something new for the millionth time, you know, even if it's something that I've already done. But, you know, things like Bacon Fest allow us as professionals in the food industry to step away from what we're doing on a day-to-day basis and kind of get creative again and maybe try something totally new. So certainly the genesis of our bacon ice cream, which was the big winner from last year's Bacon Fest.
Got it. And before we get to the bacon ice cream, thinking about the Sandpiper, would that exemplify sort of the things that you like to cook or your style?
Well, again, you know, before moving here, I was primarily a dinner chef. I had actually never cooked an egg professionally. So it was a totally new thing to come in and learn. But eggs and breakfast in general have always been something that I've really been into, but has grown immensely. You know, breakfast is an all-day thing for sure. We have the sign in our dining room, breakfast all day. Even though we close at 2, it is definitely an all-day thing for us. Just before coming here, my lunch was the special scramble on menu today.
What would you say is the most popular dish at the Sandpiper?
Oof, that's a hard one. It's got to be a toss-up between the crab cake Benedict and certainly in the summertime, the smoked salmon omelet and bagel and lox plate. Folks who come to Juno, they really want to get some of that local seafood. So, you know, we're able to offer some Alaskan caught wild salmon, cold smoked sockeye, as well as, you know, crab cakes, which are Dungeness crab and snow crab. So both Alaskan standards.
And you said the crab cake Benedict.
Mm-hmm.
Not to put you on the spot, a few secrets to your hollandaise.
Oh, man. Patience and care. Hollandaise is one of those sauces that can very easily be screwed up. And, you know, you definitely have to take your time cooking it and know what you're doing. You don't want it to break. You know, you don't want to scorch, you know, the butter solids and stuff like that. So.
Mm. All right. Before we get to the bacon ice cream, Mandy, can you tell us about Bacon Fest? I understand it's a fundraiser for the Juno Glacier Valley Rotary. Is that right?
That's right. We're one of four clubs here in Juno, and the Glacier Valley Rotary Club has been doing Bacon Fest for 8 years. This will be the eighth, and we've actually fundraise all year long. Some of our programs you might hear, Pillars of America, the Duck Derby, and Bacon Fest. And all of that goes back into Rotary, both locally and internationally, to do our mission, which is to help the world, make it a greater place, whether it's water, whether it's food, whether it's eradicating polio, or building playgrounds right here in Juneau. This is all a part of that.
And remind us, so Juneau Glacier Valley Rotary, you said, is one of four here in town. Remind us sort of when you meet and what your specific focus is.
You bet. We are over in the Clinkett and Haida Vocational Building right down at the bottom of Hospital Drive every Wednesday at the lunchtime hour. But you can find us, too, if you're interested in learning more about Rotary or joining us. Find us on Facebook, Glacier Valley Rotary Club, or online.
Okay. And you mentioned playgrounds. Did you guys support a playground here in town?
Yes, we have. The Rotary Park playground is part of our project. So, and we've just, if you've been by there in the valley, it's brand new just last summer. It's lovely. And other things like a pavilion out at Auk Lake and numerous other things. It's a lot of fun to be a part of something bigger than yourself.
Got it. Okay. And so Bacon Fest on March 7th supports endeavors like these. Can you give us the details of that now?
Absolutely.
Please?
Yeah. Even us Rotarians have to buy tickets, right? And everybody's asking where to get tickets. So tickets are $45. They're going on sale tomorrow, Valentine's Day. I know I'd like to get a Valentine's Day present ticket to Bacon Fest. They do sell out very quickly. So we encourage people to go get those tickets at the jahc.org. That's jahc.org. Their box office has those online, and as well as Hearthside Books, both locations.
Describe the scene. That's a Saturday, right?
Yeah, it is.
March 7th. Describe the scene. It's at Centennial Hall.
It's actually Elizabeth Paradovich Hall. That's fine. And boy, it is a madhouse, right? But it's so much fun. So everyone's in line. Doors open at 6 o'clock. You have a lanyard with your ticket on it, right? And the fascinating thing is you get one sample per entry, right? So if we have 15 or 18 bites, you go around and they mark off your lanyard. And so the goal is to get around to all of these vendors trying their amazing bacon creations, and you get to vote. You, the ticket holder, are the ones who make these guys shine. So they get the prize at the end of the night. And there's two different categories. So we have the sweet category and the savory category. We have a first and second place in each of those. But one of my favorite is the Professional Choice Award. And this is where all vendors who participate go around and sample each other's bites and vote for anyone else out there. So that's a real compliment, being awarded the Professional Choice amongst peers, right?
Absolutely.
The professionals, right?
Yeah. Means a lot.
And Peter can attest to this because he tied with Song Shushi last year, mm-hmm. And multiple other times, I might add. He's taken first place for that. But it's the people voting. That's a lot of fun.
Got it. What did you make last year, Peter?
So last year we had two entries, both in the sweet and savory categories. Our savory offering was a pork belly chili verde topped with jalapeno bacon. And our sweet option was the brown sugar and bacon ice cream.
Wow. Okay. Which leads us, of course, to talk more about bacon ice cream.
All right.
Is this something that our listeners could try this weekend?
So certainly the candied bacon portion is very simple. Most people would probably have the ingredients in their house, with the exception of one that's somewhat of a specialty ingredient, but can definitely be found here in town. The candied bacon is fairly simple. It just takes, again, time and patience and care in the kitchen. The ice cream, you know, there's lots of ways to make ice cream. Not everybody has an ice cream maker in their house. The ice cream that I've typically made has been made handmade and by hand power in an ice cream ball. And you can get these on Amazon. You put the ice cream in the mix in one side. You put ice and ice cream salt in the other. And you roll it around. You have friends over. You toss it around or whatever. The same thing can be done with coffee cans. I've heard of people using Ziploc bags as well. So really the thing is you just need to cool down a cream mixture. to below freezing. And in order to do that, you really need ice cream salt. It's available at any grocery store. It's nice and cheap. But it's basically just a really, really high, large crystal rock salt gets water down to a colder temperature than freezing.
And yeah. What kind of cream do you like to use?
Well, I always use a portion of whole milk and heavy whipping cream. The stuff that I typically get is about 40% milk fat, so really high fat whipping cream. And for me, I'm a big ice cream fan. The richer and creamier, the better.
So just play around with the ice cream ball a lot mm-hmm. before you eat it, right?
Yeah, exactly. You got to get a little bit of that workout done, you know, because you're going to be bringing some calories on.
Once you make the mixture into the ball or the coffee can or the mm-hmm. plastic bag, about how long does it take to shake it up?
In the method that I've used, and you know, you can do it faster. It ends up with softer ice cream. So the longer you make ice cream, you know, the longer you let it freeze for, and the more you toss it around, it's going to influence the texture of the ice cream. So typically what I will do will take about 45 minutes, and that's in 15-minute intervals of rolling the ice cream ball and then scraping the sides of it, mixing up the ice cream, rolling it again. And so, yeah, it's about a 45-minute process.
And in that phase, are you adding flavor for your bacon ice cream, or is that kind of a vanilla, or is that a secret?
So, well, I mean, if we got the time, I'm prepared to step you through the whole process of making that ice cream. And there's a number of ways that we are bringing flavor into it, and they do happen at various stages all the way up until the final stage of ice cream making.
I'd say we probably have about 5 minutes left, okay. And I'll leave it to your judgment how detailed we get into it.
Okay. All right. So should I just dive right in then? So the first thing I'm going to talk about is the candied bacon itself, which is really kind of the star of the show of the bacon ice cream. So for this recipe that I'll be describing, you use 1 pound of uncooked bacon, half a cup of maple syrup, half a cup of packed brown sugar. And that secret ingredient, that specialty one that I was talking about, is actually alder smoked salt from the Alaska Salt Company out of Sitka. And this stuff is incredible. It's a little spendy for a bag of it. It's runny about $10. But it is incredible salt. Small amounts of it go a really long way, and it packs this incredible woody, smoky flavor to a salt that really just complements bacon, the natural smokiness of bacon. So basically, you're going to start with preheating your oven to 425, line some baking sheets with parchment paper, combine the maple syrup and brown sugar in a large bowl. You add the bacon and gently toss it to kind of coat it in the sugar mixture. And then you just lay that out on the prepared baking sheets. Make sure that you're not overlapping the bacon at all, because you do want it to render evenly. And then it goes into the oven. I usually start about 7 minutes and then take it out, flip the bacon over, rotate the pans if you've got any hot spots in your oven. And then you just keep, you put it back in, and then I'll set a timer for another 2 minutes, 2 or 1 minute, depending on how fast the bacon's cooking. So there's a lot of factors here. The thickness of your bacon, the evenness of your oven, the thickness of your pan even is going to influence some of these cooking times. So you really just have to be on it and watch it. But I'll usually let it go for 2 minute intervals, flipping it over at least 3 times, because you want it to get coated in the sugar mixture. At this point, it's kind of be kind of bubbling on the bottom of the pan. And then you're just going to let it go until it renders really well and turns like a deep golden brown. Some of these bacon pieces are going to be done before others. And as they get rendered to your liking, really, I mean, I know a lot of people have different tastes in bacon. Some like it chewy, some like it crispier. We've found that for the candying process, we like to get it mostly fully rendered. So like pretty close to like a fully crisp bacon. And you want to remove cooked bacon onto a wire cooling rack. And then right when you pull it onto that rack, sprinkle it with a little bit of the smoked salt. So that's where the salt comes in. And you want it to kind of get set into the sugar before it hardens. So you're just going to do that until all your bacon's rendered out, and then let it completely cool on those wire racks. And then at that point, you really want to be storing this in the freezer. But it will, if you overlap them, if you like stack them on top of each other before they freeze, they'll probably stick together. So sticking some parchment paper in between is going to help that prevent that from happening. But then when you want to have candied bacon on all sorts of applications, I mean, just on its own is great. But, you know, we store ours in the freezer. It keeps for quite a long time. But you do want to make sure that that's in an airtight, like sealed container.
Got it. Will you feel comfortable sharing that recipe with our listeners?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. So let's get that sent, and I'll put that at ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon for today's post. I also have a picture of your bacon ice cream.
Yep.
And so people can follow these details.
Excellent. Excellent.
All right. Well, this is a lot of fun. If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Peter Bolivar as part of a Thursday edition of Foodie Friday, and also Mandy Massey about Bacon Fest. It's on March 7th at the Elizabeth Paratrovich Hall. What else do we want to share with our listeners?
Well, I'd love to talk about who's going to be there this year. Everybody's waiting to find out. So I do have a little teaser list here. Of course, our faithful Sandpiper will be there. But we also have the Smokehouse Catering joining us, V Cellar Door, TK McGuire's, Suwana Cafe, Song's Sushi, Sandbar and Grill, and some newbies. This is really exciting, you guys. We have Mar y Sol joining us for the first time. Forno Rosso Alaska also joining us for the first time. Northern Cuisine, Northern Tea House, and gosh, I think we've got Wild Alaska on board. We'll find out. Maybe if he hears this, maybe he'll call.
What are the stakes like at something like this? Are they high?
Well,
I mean, there's an awful lot of radio ads value to be won.
There are. We have a huge advertising schedule. Thankfully, we've got five stations or so running. So all of the participants, if they get in time, they'll be mentioned hundreds and hundreds of times over the next couple of weeks. So we appreciate that for them. And if they were to place first, second, or professional, they also get an advertising package at Juno Radio Center. So I think that's valuable. You know, this is why we're here at KTOO, right? We want to talk about our amazing vendors, and they put all the time and effort and creativity into this. So we just want to give them the exposure, because without them, there wouldn't be Bacon Fest.
And remind us who the proceeds benefit.
Juno Glacier Valley Rotary Club and our giving back into the community.
All right.
And you can get tickets starting tomorrow at 8 a.m. Get online at jahc.org, the box office there I'm sure most people are familiar with. And also you can get that at Hearthside Books, either location.
All right. Peter, remind us when we should come visit you at the Sandpiper.
Well, we're open 7 days a week from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m., and we serve our full menu breakfast and lunch all day long. So please come on by anytime. Burger for breakfast, eggs for lunch, whatever you
and
like.
And does bacon and ice cream make it a breakfast dish as well?
Well, it can be, and we do have our winner from 3 years ago, Bacon Fest, the Bacon Maple Milkshake, is on our menu at all times. And we do have some folks that'll get that in the morning, you know. We don't judge.
Peter Bolivar, Mandy Massey, thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thanks.